Eckhart, first of all, what an effort from the lads tonight. More than deserved the replay.
Yeah, I think in the end we knew it was going to be a tough game, and I think the way they play, they've got some big physical lads, so we knew they'd match us in that sense. But I thought, you know, first half especially, we created some chances. Second half, obviously, they've upped it a little bit. But then again, towards the end, we've had a couple of half chances. And to be fair, Booty in goal for us has had a great night. We knew he'd probably be called upon at some stage. But I think in terms of effort and commitment and how the game went, I think a draw probably was a fair result.
Of course, the ball was in the back of the net, and that's the thing that will be talked about a fair bit. Talk us through it from your position, because you were the one caught offside, but it was close.
It was close. I've just seen a clip of it in there, and they've sort of zoomed in, and I thought initially someone was on the line for them. So I was a little bit, you know, bemused why he gave it offside. But the linesman, you know, to be fair to him, he was in the ref's ear straight away. But I'm not sure. I'll have to have a look at it again. And it was a great, you know, connection from Gudger, but obviously wasn't to be.
Yeah, because it was, if it was even an inch rolled back, it wasn't much.
No, it wasn't. Like I say, as soon as Ozzy, who set it for me, he's touched it, I'm on the pitch and, you know, looking across the line, I'm not too sure from the angle on the TV, I couldn't quite see. But listen, it weren't to be. It's unfortunate. But yeah, again, second half, we created some chances. Ozzy's had a chance later on, they blocked, and all in all, we're delighted with the effort we've shown tonight.
You mentioned your goalkeeper. I think that's 6 clean sheets in a row. For the defence as well, you are tough to beat. You've taken your form from the league into the cup, and you look like a confident team.
Yeah, I think we pride ourselves on defending from the front, and the gaffer demands that from the strikers. I think you see how hard our front three work tonight. They set the tone as a midfield unit. We try and obviously go off that, and then our back four, to be fair, they'll put their bodies on the line. We've got a great keeper behind them. So at the moment, you know, we're taking pride in keeping clean sheets. You know, we don't like conceding goals, and when you've got that mentality, it takes you a long way.
National spotlight's been on you with the telly tonight, and they're packing away now, but I guess the hope is you've had the national spotlight, been on telly, everyone's shown what Solihull Moors is about. Hopefully more people come through the doors.
Yeah, the gaffer just said it to us there, you know, there's millions watching at home, and you know, the spotlight has been on the club in the last 3 or 4 days, and it's great because the, you know, the vision that, you know, the new owners Daryl and Calvin have got, they really want to push the club forward, and there's a lot of great work that's gone on here in the last year or so behind the scenes as well off the pitch. So for the club as a whole to be in the spotlight, you know, the fans as well, the club deserves it, and you can see they're on a, you know, run a real good wave of momentum at the moment.
Just finally, the spotlight's not off. You've got the replay to come, and you will know who your opponents will be. You want Blues? Who do you want in the next round?
I'm not bothered, obviously. You know, it'll be great for everyone. It'll be exciting, obviously, Monday night or whenever the draw is. Obviously, the fans over the weekend can be dreaming of a big, big cup tie. But yeah, at the back of our minds, we all know that we've got another, you know, game to play to earn the right. But yeah, let's see what happens on Monday.